Amen. And I believe the enemies are already in frightened of the body of Christ. Whenever we stand as a body of Christ, the enemies are scared. They're frightened. They're scared to death, actually. Because there's a power in the body of Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And we're not just overflowing church here, but we are Seoul Dream Church, and there are other few churches in Ansan. They're all going to come together today, and we're going to show that we are one in Christ.
Amen.
We're going to show them that we are the bride of Christ.
Amen.
We're going to show to the world and show to our enemies that we are the warriors of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
That we are the voice in the desert. Everybody say, we are the voice in the desert.
We are the voice in the desert.
Tell somebody, you are the voice in the desert.
You are the voice in the desert.
Amen. Therefore, open your mouth and speak. Amen. You need to open your mouth and speak boldly. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I want to share briefly about the good news of Jesus Christ, the part one and part two. The part one is that Jesus Christ has, accomplished six main things of his ministry. First is incarnation. Everybody say incarnation.
Incarnation.
That's right. God came to this earth in man, and that's incarnation. God has completed a wonderful, wonderful ministry, and that is incarnation. But actually, God came in man. God was in man. God was invisible, but now we can see God through Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Christ is the image of an invisible God. And perhaps you are created with the image of God. Perhaps you are the image of God.
Amen.
And we can see God through you.
Amen.
That's how handsome we are. That's how
Amen.
Beautiful and handsome looking we are. Amen.
Amen.
Tell somebody, you just look like God.
You just look like God.
You look like Jesus.
You look like Jesus.
Am I? I see many people are shocked. I look like Jesus? That's right. We look like Jesus.
Amen.
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 And not only that, the second thing is Jesus Christ, God came in man, and his name is Jesus, and he lived perfect life of 33 years on earth. A life of love, life of obedience, life of forgiveness, life of understanding, life of mercy. He lived a perfect life. There's one person in this entire universe who lived a blameless and spotless and perfect life, a human life, and his name is Jesus Christ.
Amen.
He did not live his life with his own idea or own intention or own strength. He always lived by his Father, by his Father's name. Hallelujah. He followed Father's will. He lived a perfect life. And not only that, not only he lived the perfect life of 33 years of unsinned life, but he loved us so much that he died on the cross for our sins. Hallelujah. He died on the cross for us. Amen.
Amen.
And in Christ, triune God was there. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Spirit. The triune God was included in Jesus. When Jesus Christ died on the cross, listen, triune God was there. Oh, amazing love. Jesus showed his perfect love by dying on the cross for us. Amen.
Amen.
And he took care of all of our sins, plural, our action, sin, singular, of our self. He destroyed ourself on the cross. He destroyed the world. He destroyed the death. He destroyed Satan. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The power of the cross. Amen.
Amen.
Power of his death.
Amen.
Not only he died on the cross, but he rose again from the dead because he was the Son of God. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
He died as a son of man, and he rose again as a son of God. Everybody say, everybody, repeat after me. Jesus Christ died as a son of man. And Jesus Christ rose again as a son of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
His name is God-man. Jesus' name is God-man. Everybody say, Jesus' name is God-man.
Jesus' name is God-man.
He's perfect God. He's complete man. Amen.
Amen.
That's why he died as a son of man, took care of our sin, and he rose again as a son of God. He cannot be killed. He cannot be dead. He cannot be destroyed because he was a son of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. And not only he rose again, but he ascended into heaven because that's where he belonged to. That's where he belonged to. He does not belong to the earth. He belonged to heaven. He belonged to the third heaven. He belonged to the throne of God. He is the highest God. He belongs to the highest place. And that's the throne of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He ascended into heaven. That's where he belonged. And not only that, Bible says in Ephesians 2:15, it says, we were seated together with Christ on the throne of God. So Jesus Christ has been seated on the throne. He came, he lived, he died, he rose again, and he ascended, and he's seated now. This is the complete ministry Jesus Christ has done for you and for me. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, what a glorious Jesus Christ we are serving. Amen.
Amen.
Are you glad that all of these great ministries God has accomplished in Christ?
Amen.
Everything God has accomplished is in Christ. Amen.
Amen.
But if I only declare what Jesus Christ has done, this is only the half of the gospel. Because another half of the gospel has to do with what God has done is all has happened in Christ and it's yours now. It's yours and mine. Amen?
Amen.
Exactly what God has done, we can apply it to our life.
Amen.
For example, when Jesus Christ died, when Jesus Christ died on the cross, guess what? He included you and me. He included us. So when Jesus Christ died on the cross, guess what? We were included. As soon as you believe in Jesus Christ, we were crucified together with Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And we rose again together with Jesus Christ. And we ascended together with Jesus Christ. And now we are seated together with Jesus Christ. Are you excited at the fact that you are seated together with Jesus Christ?
Amen.
Are you excited?
Amen.
Some of your face, your countenance, your face shows that you're not excited. Maybe you are worried about visa. Huh? How many of you worry about visa? Raise your hand. Jeremiah wants to raise hand, but he's like, I'm not sure if I need to raise my hand. How many of you worry about your health? How many of you worry about your future? How many of you worry about your wife? What do you mean? I don't worry about my wife. How many of you worry about your children? You don't love your children? Yeah, listen, I can go on the list of the things that we can worry for. But all these things that I have just mentioned is only a shadow.
Amen.
It will disappear.
Amen.
Even you and I, the flesh that you're seeing, now you're watching the flesh, you're watching, right? Even you and I, we will disappear.
Amen.
Don't think that this flesh will last forever. Don't think that your fame will last forever. Don't think that your position will last forever. Don't think that your health will last forever or your money in the bank will last forever. Don't think that your wife and husband will last forever. No! Everything you see in this world is a shadow. It will disappear. Only Jesus Christ is a reality.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Only Jesus Christ is a reality.
Amen.
So hold firm to Jesus.
Amen.
And hold lightly to the world. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I'm telling you, even your husband, your wife is a shadow.
Amen.
It's a shadow. Don't love your husband and wife more than Jesus Christ.
Amen.
God is jealous God. You love Jesus more than your wife and husband. Amen?
Amen.
Ephesians 5:32 says, God is talking about wife and husband loving each other, right? Oh, husband have to love wife, right? And wife have to obey husband. And then Jesus, and then the Apostle Paul is saying, I'm not talking about husband and wife here. Apostle Paul is not saying, he's talking about husband and wife and loving. Husband's duty is loving wife. And wife's duty is to obey husband. But the Apostle Paul goes on and say, I am not talking about husband and wife. I am not talking about Adam and Eve. I'm talking about Christ and church.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You have to get the main message, my brothers, in the Bible. God is talking about Christ and the church.
Amen.
God is talking about life and building.
Amen.
And we're not talking about this kind of bricks building here. We're talking about Christ-like characters. Hallelujah. I respect Sower Dream Church because they don't have church building. There are like thousands of members. How many members you have, Elder? 3,000? 3,000 members and they don't have a church building. How is that? I'm sure if 3,000 members, I'm sure they have some finance power, right? But they will not use that finance power for building bricks. But they rent a school for worship, right? Praise God for that. Hallelujah. They know the value of the church as not as a bricks, but church as a body of Christ.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. We have to realize that Jesus Christ is a reality. Amen.
Amen.
And His body, the church, is a reality. Amen. And nothing else. Amen. Forget about everything. My brothers and sisters, repeat after me. I forget about everything.
I forget about everything.
I remember only Jesus, only Christ and the church.
I
Amen? Amen? Do you feel peace by saying that? I'm sure it will help you better. Okay, tell somebody. Prophesize. Tell somebody. Forget about everything else. Just remember Jesus, Christ and the church. Go ahead. Come on.
Forget about everything.
Yeah.
And remember, just remember Christ and the church. Amen. Amen.
Huh? Yes. Pali Pali?
Pali Pali.
You're working in Korea too long. Pali Pali.
Pali.
Let's sing that song. What was that song? You are make me holy. I'm holy.
You are holy.
Yes, because you died, I'm dead. Because of the cross, I'm already dead with Christ. Amen? Because He rose again, I have a resurrection life. Because He ascended, I ascended and seated together with Christ on the throne of God. This is who I am. This is who you are. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are you ready to sing, my brother?
Amen.
Amen? Okay. Open your heart. Open your heart. Open your arms.
You are my Lord. You are holy. You are holy, my Lord.
Other words can we put it here?
Anything.
You are?
Faithful, righteous.
Okay, good. I like that. Faithful. You are faithful, my Lord. Ready?
You are faithful, my Lord. I am faithful.
How about that?
You are loving.
You're loving my Lord?
You are loving my Lord.
Because Jesus is faithful, you are faithful.
Amen.
Because He's loving, you can love. Amen?
Amen.
Because He's forgiving, you can forgive. Amen.
Amen.
Brothers and sisters, what is His is yours.
Amen.
What is His is yours.
Amen.
Everything Christ has accomplished, everything what He is, what He has accomplished, what He has achieved, is yours. Amen.
Amen?
And everything what He has accomplished is in the Spirit. So as soon as you call on His name, Lord Jesus,
Amen.
You are inhaling, you are absorbing, you are feeding on Him. You are taking what is His. If He is love, as soon as you inhale Jesus, you have love. If He is power, as soon as you inhale Jesus, you have power. Do you understand? If He is healing, as soon as you inhale Jesus, you have healing. Hallelujah!
Amen.
Are you getting this?
Amen.
Oh, this is wonderful. Wonderful. I want to tell you something today now. Jesus Christ is the firstborn child. Colossians 1:18 now. Let's look at this. Colossians 1:18. Pay attention now. Okay, about 10 minutes. I'd like to get to you the point now. Very important point, okay? Okay, Colossians 1:18. Ready? Begin. And he is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning and the firstborn from among the dead, so that in everything he might have the supremacy. Okay, here, Colossians 1:18 says, Jesus Christ is what? He's the head. He's the beginning, right? And he's the what? Firstborn among the dead. Firstborn among the dead. Now you have to remember, Jesus Christ is the firstborn. Okay, now go to the Acts 13:33. Now go ahead. He has fulfilled for us, their children, by raising up Jesus. And as it is written in the second Psalm, you are my son, today I have become your
father.
One more time. You are my son, today I have
become your father.
Now does this make sense? Does this make sense? Because Jesus Christ is already son of God. He's the son of God, isn't he? But according to this verse, you are my son, today I have become your father. What does this mean? You see, you have to understand Jesus Christ, yes, he is the Son of God already, but he has begotten. He has begotten by his Father as a son. And he has begotten as what? And he was born as what? The first son. The firstborn son. Okay, I know this is not easy to understand. So let me give you another scripture now. Let's go to Romans. Where is this verse now? Okay, Romans 8:28. Let's go to Romans 8:28. Okay, ready? All right. Okay, read this, please. Begin.
And we know that in all things, God works for the good of those who love him,
who have been called according to his purpose. For those who God foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the likeness of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many
brothers.
Okay, do you understand this? That the reason God has chosen you, the reason God has selected you, is to make you like what?
Like Jesus.
Is to make you like Jesus. Is to make you like Jesus. God's purpose for your life is to make you like Jesus. And God says, what? That he, the Jesus, might be the what? Firstborn. So Jesus is firstborn among many?
Brothers.
Come on, church, look. Jesus Christ is the firstborn among what? Many?
Brothers.
So Jesus Christ is the big brother and we are?
Little brothers.
Amen?
Amen.
Do you get it?
Amen.
Do you get it or not?
Amen.
Now some of you, I've been begging you to call me brother. And you have a hard time calling me brother. Today I'm going to lay this scripture foundation now. Look at this now. Jesus is the firstborn, meaning he's the big brother among many
brothers.
So Jesus Christ is a big brother, we are little brothers. And you know, I am brother of Jesus Christ. I'm a brother of Jesus Christ. You are a brother of Jesus Christ.
You are a brother of Jesus Christ.
Now, please understand, when we say brother, sisters are included, okay?
Amen.
So sisters don't feel left out. You're always included in brother, okay? Okay, so Jesus is a big brother, we are little brothers, amen?
Little brother.
We call that family. Jesus family. Jesus is the big brother, and we follow our big brother. Hallelujah.
Amen?
Amen. Now Hebrews 2:11, let's go to Hebrews 2:11. I'm excited about this, because this is the truth. Hebrews 2:11. Ready? Begin. Both the one who makes man holy, those who are made holy, are of the same family. So Jesus is not ashamed to call them
brothers.
Jesus is not ashamed to call you
brothers.
Jesus is not ashamed to call you
brothers.
Jesus is not ashamed to call me
brothers.
Hey. Jesus is not ashamed to call me brother. If Jesus is not ashamed to call me brother, and Jesus is proud to call me brother, then you should be proud to call me brother.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
When Jesus has called me a brother, you should not argue with that.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Maybe some of you are thinking, that, how can I call pastor brother? Maybe I'm degrading the value of pastor or I'm not respecting him. No, that's a wrong idea. Actually, calling a brother is the highest calling. It's the highest name. Because as soon as you call me brother, you are identifying Pastor Paul, Brother Paul, as a family of Christ.
Amen.
Hallelujah. But if you just call me as a pastor, that means you just want my title. You're calling me, you're relating to me as a title. But I am not into title. I'm not into position. I'm not into hierarchy. I'm not into politics. I'm into the family of Jesus Christ. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I want to be part of the family of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
And you want to be part of Jesus Christ's family. Amen.
Amen.
We're all brothers and sisters. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Look, John 20, 17. Look, let's read these scriptures together. Begin. Jesus said, "Do not hold on to me, for I have not yet returned to the Father. Go instead to my brothers and tell them, I am returning to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God." You see, as Jesus Christ rose again, he met Mary, who loved Jesus so much. And then Jesus told Mary, "Mary, I want you to go to my brothers." You see, after resurrection, Jesus is telling Mary, "Go to my brothers." He didn't say, "Go to my disciples." That's the title, isn't it? He said, "Go to my brothers." Hallelujah. Jesus is not ashamed to call you brother. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. We should call each other brother. Amen.
Amen.
Jesus is not ashamed to call you brother. Amen. You should not be ashamed to call your brother your brother. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Call everybody, call each other, brothers, sisters.
Brothers.
Brothers.
Sisters.
Brothers.
My brother.
Alright? Alright? Now? Now call me, okay. Call me brother now.
Got it.
Call me brother.
Brother.
Brother what?
Pastor.
Brother pastor?
Brother,
brother, brother,
brother,
brother, brother, brother, brother, brother, brother,
brother, brother,
brother, brother, brother, brother, brother, brother,
brother,
brother, brother, brother, brother, brother, brother, brother, brother, brother, brother, brother, brother, brother, brother, brother, brother, brother, something about Africans here. Something about African brothers here. Hmm? Brother Jerry, can you call me Brother Paul?
Brother Paul.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you. Very good. Brother Jew, can you call me? Oh Lord Jesus. Brother Ernest, my brother, with the same blood of Jesus Christ. Can you call me Brother Paul? Oh Lord Jesus. After sharing these scriptures, four scriptures. Oh Lord Jesus, amen. I understand your heart, I understand. But do not be ashamed to call me as your brother. Amen?
Amen.
I am your brother, amen.
Amen.
Okay, listen. Today is a very great day for God and for church because we're going to stand in the world as a brothers and sisters,
amen.
As one body.
Amen.
We're not standing there as an old front church. We're not standing there as a Soul Stream church. We're not standing there as some other J church or other names of the church. No, we are standing there in the world as a body of Christ.
Amen.
As a one body of Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
As the brothers of Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Because all of us, we were bought by the blood of Jesus Christ. And we are one body.
Amen.
We are brothers and sisters in Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
When we go there, we're going to hold hands and we are going to witness. We're going to testify that Jesus Christ is our Lord and Savior.
Amen.
We're going to testify that Jesus Christ is the Son of God and Son of Man.
Amen.
We're going to testify to the world that Jesus Christ is God, man.
Amen.
He's a complete man and he's perfect God.
Amen.
Are you ready to present? Are you ready to prophesy? Are you ready to boast Jesus Christ our Lord today before the world?
Amen.
Are you ready?
Amen.
Are you ready?
Amen.
If you're ready, I'm sure the demons are ready. Demons are ready to be shudder and be frightened and they'll go away. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Today is a time to hold our hands, join our hands, our hearts, and today is a day to kick our enemies.
Amen.
Kick their butts. Amen.
Amen.
We're going to destroy the enemies. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Now, this is gonna, what's going to happen now. I'm going to, for 5 minutes now, 5 minutes, I'm going to talk about sound of heaven. Everybody say sound of heaven.
Sound of heaven.
Okay, remember the first scripture that we read, Matthew 3:3, right? John the Baptist, he prepared the way of the Lord, the first coming of the Jesus Christ. Now we are the John the Baptist in the 21st century. Amen? Say this now with me. We are the John the Baptist in the 21st century. Go ahead.
We are the 21st century.
Oh, you don't sound like John the Baptist. You don't sound like John the Baptist. John the Baptist, he was eating a locust, okay? Wild honey, and he was wearing that. What do you call that? Camel's skin. It was totally, completely out of his religion, which is Jewish religion. He was a wild man. He was a voice in the desert where the snakes and scorpions, these wild animals are. Now he was a voice in the desert. He was a shouting voice toward the prince of the air. You have to understand this now. Okay? Today we're going to go out and we sing praises, we dance, and we celebrate our Lord Jesus Christ, and we're going to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. You know what? This is exactly what it is. It's like a spiritual missiles against the principalities. Spiritual missiles against the prince of the air. Hallelujah. We're going to destroy the enemies in the air. Amen? And then we go out and as a soldiers, the troop. And then we're going to witness Jesus Christ. And there's going to be harvest. There's going to be revival. I speak revival in Jesus' name.
Amen.
I speak revival in Jesus' name.
Amen.
I speak transformation in Jesus' name.
Amen.
And today is a day to go and to shout Jesus Christ's name together as a one body. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now let's go through some of the scriptures now. The sound of heaven. Joshua 6:5. Let's read it together. Joshua 6:5. Are you ready?
Yes.
Begin.
When you
hear
the sound of the long blast and the trumpets, have all the people give a loud shout, then the wall of the city will collapse, and the people will go up, every man straight in.
No. Please, we have to read like warriors now, okay? I appoint you in Jesus' name, I appoint you as warriors of Christ today. Amen.
Amen.
Now, as the warriors of Christ, you read and you shout like warriors. Amen.
Amen.
Before, you didn't sound like a warrior. So you were like, no. This is spiritual warfare now. Spiritual warfare. Amen. Are you ready?
Amen.
Shoulders up. Not shoulders in like this. No. That's not, humble means not like this, okay? Yes. You have to be humble in your spirit, not like this, okay? Yeah. Shoulders up. Chin up. Okay, we're fighting the enemy now. All right? Open your mouth, and we're going to recite together in one voice. Loud voice. Clear. Loud and clear. Ready? Begin.
When you hear this sound of long blast from the trumpets, have all the people give a loud shout, and the whole city will collapse, and the people will go up, every man straight in.
Every man what?
Straight in.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
When we go, and we will make a sound of trumpet, sound of victory,
amen.
And the wall will collapse. The Jericho wall will collapse. The wall that is surrounded in Anzan, especially the Wangotong, is full of wretch, full of sinful things, full of dirty wretch. This evil, wicked things in the city of Anzan, especially in Wangotong. You know, every corner they have this, this club. What do you call it? The tabang. It's a satanic place. It's surrounded with so much of idols. We need to stand strong and sound the blast of the trumpet. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It's time. Amen?
Amen?
So we have to make a joyful noise. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Okay, I'm going to do 1, 2, 3, and we're all going to shout Lord Jesus. Are you ready? Are you ready?
Yeah.
Hanan, are you ready? You baptized last Sunday, so are you ready?
Yes.
You filled, your spirit is filled up, right?
Yes.
What about you?
Yes.
Oh, very good. Okay.
Amen.
Very good. Amen. 1, 2, 3, you're going to shout Lord Jesus. Ready?
Amen.
Okay. 1, 2, 3.
Lord Jesus!
Amen.
One more time.
1, 2, 3.
Lord Jesus!
Okay. And then, we're going to say Lord Jesus, and then we're going to give a shout of victory, all right? Okay. There will be time when I will tell you, hey, church, let's give a shout of victory and shout of Lord Jesus. And then we're going to Lord Jesus and give a shout of victory, all right? And the wall will collapse. You ready? Alright, we do by faith. Amen. Okay, let's do it. 1, 2, 3!
Lord Jesus!
Lord Jesus!
You have to imagine the great wall of Jericho That is representing the satanic power. As we shout of victory, the wall is collapsing in front of our eyes. You have to imagine it. Amen? Hallelujah? Okay, let's do one more time now. We can do it. Alright, shout of victory. Let the victory, spirit of victory come out. Spirit of victory come out from your spirit. Release Christ from your spirit. Ready? 1, 2, 3, and we're going to give a shout. Shout of victory. Wow, shout of victory. Ready? Okay. 1, 2, 3.
Lord Jesus! Lord Jesus!
Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Thank you.
Victory is yours and mine. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, look at Nehemiah 4:20. Nehemiah 4:20. Okay, we are excited now. We're ready to go. Nehemiah 4:20. Next. It's okay. Ready? Nehemiah 4:20. Ready? Begin. Wherever you hear the sound of
the trumpet,
show yourself. Our God will fight for us. Amen.
Amen.
Whenever we hear, whenever we shout the sound of victory, God will fight for us.
Amen.
Today, God will fight for you.
Amen.
God will fight for our church.
Amen.
God will fight for our nation.
Amen.
God will fight for His nation.
Amen.
For His kingdom. Are you ready?
Amen.
All right, Psalm 66, verse 8, begin.
Praise our God,
all peoples, let the sound of His praise be
heard.
What?
Heard.
Amen. Good, that's just getting loud. Be what?
Heard.
Oh.
Amen.
Very good. What?
Heard.
Did you eat lunch?
Heard.
Let the sound of His praise be
heard.
Okay. Let the sound of His praise be
heard.
Okay. Heard. Amen.
Amen.
Next verse. Isaiah 66, verse 6. Begin. Hear that uproar from the city. Hear that noise from the temple. It is the sound of the Lord repaying His enemies all they deserve. Hallelujah. Oh, we need to shout a victory because victory belongs to the Lord. Listen, Jesus Christ has already accomplished the victory for us, right? On behalf of us, right? Our job is to rejoice. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, I said it again. Jesus has done already His job. He already has the victory on the cross. Amen?
Amen?
Our job is to rejoice because we believe He has already won the victory.
Amen.
Does this make sense?
Yes.
Good. Very good. Alright, Ezekiel 37:7. Ready? Begin. So I prophesied as I was commanded. And as I was prophesying, there was a noise, a rattling sound, and the bones came together, bone to bone, and they became a great army of God. Hallelujah. We need to prophesy today. Open our mouth and prophesy. Speak Jesus today.
Amen.
Boldly speak Jesus to the people on the street. Amen.
Amen.
God has already there. God's spirit is already there, and He's going to occupy. He's going to conquer that city. Amen. We need to boldly present Jesus today. Hallelujah. Amen. Acts 2:2. Acts 2:2. Ready? Begin. Hallelujah. We believe that there's going to be a blowing of a violent wind in the city of Ansan, the Wonggokdong. Amen.
Amen.
Let the violent wind blow.
Amen.
As we open our mouth and prophesy. Hallelujah.
Amen.
1 Corinthians 15:52. Begin. In a flash, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet, for the trumpet will sound, the dead will be raised imperishable, and we will be changed. Amen. I believe the time is coming. It's coming already. I believe there's going to be a last trumpet sound. You know what? His bride will be transformed, will be raptured, and we will be changed.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Who knows that day is going to be today? I don't know. You don't know. But we don't know when, but we know it's going to come soon. That the bride, when the brides are ready, we will be raptured and we will be transformed. Hallelujah. At the sound of last trumpet. So we're going to blow that trumpet today. As if the bridegroom is coming to gather his bride. Are you excited to meet the bridegroom in the air?
Amen. Amen.
Do you anticipate and do you want to meet Jesus in the air?
Amen.
We're going to stand today as a bride of Christ. Amen.
Amen.
We don't care about how other people will look at us. We're proud to meet Jesus our Lord. Amen. We are crazy
Amen.
To meet our bridegroom.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We are consumed by our Lord Jesus Christ. Revelation 1:15. Read it, begin. Begin. His feet were like bronze glowing in a furnace, and his voice was like the sound of rushing waters. His voice was what? Sound like rushing waters. We are the rushing waters today. We are the rushing waters. Our sound is going to be like the rushing waters. It will wipe this city of Ansa.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The rushing waters, our sound, the praise and dance and proclamation is going to be like a rushing waters. It will wipe away the city of Ansa, and it will bring healing, bring restoration, bring transformation, and bring revival. Bring Jesus Christ, our King, back to this Ansa. Are you ready?
Amen.
Are you ready?
Amen.
Individual, the readiness of an individual is not enough. As a body of Christ, as a church, we need to be ready.
Amen.
Last verse, Revelation 14:2. Begin. And I heard a sound from heaven like the roar of rushing waters and like a loud peal of thunder. The sound that I heard was like that of harpists playing their harps. Amen. As we play the music, as we dance, as we sing, listen, it will be like the rushing waters and the loud peal of thunder. And it will strike the enemies. It will scatter the enemies. At the same time, it will build the kingdom of God in this place. Hallelujah. Oh, let the idols of all idols that exist in the Ansan from all nations, let all those idols, their statue, let it all be destroyed with the power of God, with the fire of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Let all the sins and dirty things and wicked things in the city of Ansan will be consumed by the fury fire of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah.
Amen.
At the same time, let the glory of God come down on us. Let the glory of God shine, reflect in and through you today. Are you excited?
Amen.
Who's excited to stand before God today on the street? Borderless Road. Who's
Amen.
Excited?
Amen.
You're excited?
Amen.
Stand together and let's hold hands together. Let's pray and we're ready to go. After 5 minutes, we're ready to go. You're ready to go. Hallelujah. Stand together. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Let's join our hands together as a one body. Join our hands. Now, before we leave, we need to cover ourselves. We need to cover that city with the blood of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
So now speak the blood of Jesus now. Cover us with your blood. Protect us under your blood. Protect us under your name. And as we go, we will go as a one body, as a oneness. And we're going to shine and reveal Jesus Christ our Lord, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Amen. We're going to pray, Lord, fill us with your Spirit. Fill us with your Spirit. And Lord, let the Spirit in us be released. Hallelujah. We will talk, we will share, we will dance, everything is in our spirit. Let Christ reveal. Let Christ's glory come and conquer the city of Ansan. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, let's raise our hands together. Hold our hands and raise our hands together. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's sing this song together. Lord Jesus Christ, hallelujah. Lord, I worship you.
Lord, I worship you. For your name is glory.
Lord Jesus, fill us with thy spirit. Fill us with your love. Fill us with your presence. We need you, Jesus. We thank you because we are united with you. We are one spirit. We're going to stand as one body. We're going to stand as one spirit. We're going to stand